Just at this moment, the herd came tearing down the trail. The angry cow, the mother of the injured baby, was in the lead. She was so grateful to see her child alive, and so angry with him for his disobedience and for scaring her nearly to death, that she promptly began to spank him for dear life with her trunk. As for Kubwa, she had nothing but praise for his strength and help. She said nothing at all about his disobedience, because if he had not been there, her child could not have been saved. However, Kubwa's mother had some ideas of her own about that. After that, she did not need to warn Kubwa any more about crocodile waters. He remembered that he used to play about a good deal with a big ball of mud that he and the other youngsters rolled up for themselves. He liked getting up games, and he was always stirring about and disturbing the elders of the herd when they were taking a noonday 40 winks. But one day of his youth seemed very much like the next. Life was not really exciting until he began to get his strength and discovered that he could bully the others and have his way with them,